I'm making my own space that I can live in forever. This feels like a representation of who I am and what I want people to remember me by.
I just don't want to do this today. Just think about the positives of what it's doing for you. I mean, it's helping you.
So we're saying, you know, like if you look at it, it's kind of
5 o'clock.
It's gonna be over soon. You know, hoping things will get better. I know, it's just the waiting. I hate the waiting.
It's the hardest part. Well, maybe not, but almost the second hardest part is the waiting.
Like the anticipation, I mean.
The anticipation.
I just want to be done with it. All right. So let me guess, we've got extra pillows.
I know.
Hang in there. I know you do.
Boy, we have a good oncologist.
The worst
now.
Is over, Sue. The worst is over.
You're good.
I don't really know what the immediate future is going to hold. I mean, I can't stop the treatments. And I wish that I had a way to control this. My first intention was passive suicide. Then I think to myself, in every culture that I've studied death in, there's some kind of vessel, some kind of vehicle that takes them to the other side. And part of me is like, I don't know what's out there. I don't know what the other side is, but I do know that I need a vessel and I need to make my own vessel. And that feeling gives me a very big sense of security in something that I can control. I can't control what's happening in the thing inside of it, my body, but I can control the thing that I put it in. So the project, well, it started off just finding a lump, and then it progressed from there. And I was pretty young to have such an aggressive thing.
Yeah.
So we had to go full on. So I had a double mastectomy, hysterectomy, and lymph nodes removed.
Oh, baby.
Thanks. And so, unfortunately, when they found it, it was pretty advanced. And so it's now stage 4. It looks like it's about 3 years that I have left. So one thing I decided I wanted to do was I wanted to buy my own coffin and I wanted to carve the entire thing. So one of the things that I do is basically put my I made a bunch of different sizes in here. I think I showed you this drawing before, but this one is a little bit about life, death, kind of.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're gonna practice this guy on, he'll be your first like practice piece.
Good. This project, it's become something that has been driving me. And instead of driving me into every time I get very depressed and every time I begin to focus on what's to come, I go back to, I gotta finish those things for Deborah. Dad? Hi. Sure. Sure.
Okay. Can we meet?
Let me get back to you on that because I'm somewhere. Let me look at my schedule and get back to you on that one. Thinking about how to talk to my family about it is very, very stressful. I can't just say I want to carve my own coffin.
I'm happy about Mom. I'm taking her out for her birthday on Friday.
Oh,
we're
good.
Going to see Hadesland.
What
it's
is
a
it?
Show. It's a Broadway show mm-hmm. at the Walter Kerr, and then we're going to go for dinner.
Nice.
And so that's Thursday, and then so I'll go home,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then I'll come back
come
into
back
the
in
city,
the
and then.
Yeah.
Maybe I need an apartment in the
That's
city.
That's what I mean. Just to go, like, even just treatment days, like, so you don't have to come all the way and you can just stay.
Well, I would rent first, but if it looked like it was something I could buy, I'd buy it.
Yeah, I mean, if you can do that, what a crazy good investment. I mean,
because I'm beginning to think of what life would be like without me around.
I don't like to think about
no,
that.
But I have to plan that.
I know. I understand what you're saying. Been a while, huh? When did we do the other one? Do you remember?
A couple months. I'm going to come back for you to do up here.
Mermaid.
And then, the mermaid, also the.
The lines of
poetry.
Sorry about that purple. I know it looks like a bruise or something, but it's just the stencil. Yeah. It's just a little red, but it'll go down. Yeah. Very nice. I feel like it's
Thank
on
you.
There.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I love you.
It's because I put my little, you take my cold little hand.
Oh,
when I did chemo, I love you so much.
since I made the decision to do this project. I went back and forth with thinking my family would be okay with it because there were times they could see that I was trying to give up. And I have to make sure that they know that this is not some kind of cry for help or suicide. I guess letting go of a lot of stuff that I thought before and narrowing everything down to what's important. Like, I wanted children. I'd like to have a daughter. I was basically in a year that maybe was one of the last years I would have been able to have a child. And I didn't really think about it, but when someone tells you, oh, you're not gonna have ovaries anymore, and like the chemo will make you sterile anyway. Sometimes I would think about it and I would just get angry. To get through that loneliness, I need this project. Oh, thanks, Dad. I don't know what to do to you. I am worried that this hairline fracture had something to do with this, because I didn't hurt my foot. It just started hurting. Yeah. Body's crumbling in pieces here.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I just hope it isn't anything really bad.
Missing one thing. We're gonna get through your tubes first. The blood first.
I broke my foot.
Oh my God, sweetheart.
Oh, for
it's been really bad.
Headache. Oh, honey. You know what it was? I was so afraid to go near the feet. Maybe I should use a smaller one. See, like right there.
Step on your foot.
No. You know what? Let me move it out of the way.
No, just stand where you stand.
It's better. It's better now. Okay. I'm working with a company that ships coffins. They said to me, we're going to set the date to deliver on the 24th, and so I can't wait for that part. It kind of propels me forward when I think about what it was less than a year ago. I'm getting ready to start the final art project that I do.
So I thought I'd talk about the current status of the project, especially during this time of the coronavirus meltdown. It's pushing everything back. Every company, like every single person's affected. So that doesn't bother me so much as it starts to make me worried. And as soon as they closed the schools, I was like, yeah, this is gonna push it back. I'm doing the right things as far as I can. I can't work. I can't really go out and even pick up a paper or coffee or anything like that. So the problem has been mental. What's happening now is I need the art to, like, just get through these days.
My stomach hurts. You're very handsome.
I remember freshly dug graves, and I saw the trucks that had these boxes. You don't know who's in them. There's something personal. And my heart was like, oh my God. As my body starts to fail, I have such a limited time to do the things that I want to do. Is this not the most beautiful thing you have ever seen? I mean, it smells so good. Usually how I roll. Okay. So it's white pine. So I'm literally buried in a white pine box. This was the one I had it built to size, so it's perfect size. It's just a little bit bigger than me. And they don't normally make this shape. right here where the heart would be. Like, my head is here, my heart would be here.
We could do a lesson, a remote lesson, where you're working on it, and I can see what you're doing.
I love this collaboration.
Together, the way that we always imagined.
I know. It's wonderful. If you could see me, I'm smiling.
I can see, honey. I can see. Your eyes are so beautiful. They are smiling. Isn't it nice to see a face?
What I need to explain to my family, this project is keeping me rooted and grounded, and ultimately I just want to let them know that they didn't fail and it's the opposite, and I want them to be more of a part of it. My father will understand it immediately. I don't know why he and I have that connection, and I think he'll have different questions for me than the rest of the family does.
Incredibly impressed. It's different, right?
There's a couple things. Like, I found this print, which is view of the New York quarantine in Staten Island, which I thought was cool.
It's real.
Yes, that is real. That's from actual Herald, newspaper.
From the Herald Tribune.
Yeah, from the Herald Tribune.
That is amazing.
So, and then...
I love the lights.
Yeah, then lights. This I restored. I put this back together. It was all broken pieces. It took a while. If I just want to tattoo my friends in here, family in here, I can. And then I've got the space out there to work on and for community stuff. And then I want to show you my this is my big project I've been working on. So this, let me take it off, is my coffin.
Oh,
what do you think?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I have to show you.
Where did you...
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right. Wait. This way. Oh, God. Okay. Ugh. Okay, this exactly fits me. So this is my burial coffin. You like that?
No, we really don't want to mention. I mean,
we want to mention. I just want to make sure that this is my final apartment. You know, that I end up in this.
I like the fact that it's not finished.
It's not finished.
Can you appreciate that it's not finished? Not even close.
I would have been done by now if things had been different.
But it's okay. It's okay. So. Yeah, but it's not really bad. It's just growing.
I think he didn't really get it. The rest of my family does not know. He said, I will not tell your mother. As long as I make this vessel my vessel, and as long as my family knows that I would like to be buried in it, and my family knows that it's because of them and their love and support that I'm doing this, I made the right decision.